Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Let's check in on the Milan Area Rotary Club Student of the Month for October at Rock Ridge. It is Katie Garrett. Are you the same Katie Garrett that got the big hit last June at the state softball tournament in the semifinals? Of course you are, but take us back to that moment. I know still an exciting time to talk about that.
Yes, that's probably a moment that I'll never forget. Just that whole experience winning state was an unbelievable feeling, but it was just kind of, we felt complete, but then after that, it was kind of all the softball girls we got together, and we're like, man, that feels so good, like we got to do it again. So it's actually been a lot of hard work over the summer. A lot of softball girls have been getting together and already preparing for this season.
Well, how vividly do you remember that hit, though, in the bottom of the seventh inning of that state semifinal game that sent the Rockets onto the state title game and eventually the state championship?
I could probably tell you exactly where the ball went and like how many times it was spinning.
Well, in such a great moment and a great weekend for Rock Ridge. But Katie Garrett is a great student, and, of course, you see that with the Milan Area Rotary Club Student of the Month for October. So tell us about your work in the classroom and what that means to you.
I always try to give my best, you know, in everything that I do, and especially in the classroom, just because I always have high goals set for myself, and I always try to exceed them. So I take school very seriously, and I try to balance between sports and education.
And you want to be a math major, I see, and be a math teacher. So your career path is already set. How did you decide on that?
I think because whatever math class I took, it always seemed to come easy to me. And I love solving equations. I love things with definite answers. And just having the opportunity to hopefully be a softball coach just kind of made me want to be a math teacher.
Awesome. And is there any specific teacher at Rock Ridge in terms of math that said, hey, this is something that I like, and you could look to them as some type of an example, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, I definitely think I can look to Mrs. DeCaro as an example, especially being a coach's wife. Like, she understands the sports side and the education side, and she's always been helping me in the classroom, and we always talk about softball on the weekends, like how I did. So I really look up to her as a math teacher.
All right. It's interesting because you don't play in a fall sport, but I guess you can say indirectly you kind of participate in a fall sport. Is that right? You're the statistician on the football team, so you're helping Keith Bogner out in that capacity, apparently?
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, he drives us all to the games, and we make sure we get Chick-fil-A before every game.
So I might go for that job maybe next year after you graduate. And here's another fun fact about Katie Garrett that I didn't realize. You umpire now, and is that something you want to continue to do?
Yes, I'm going to continue doing that in the summer. I just love being around the game and watching like the younger girls play it. Because it's like I was once that age, and just watching them develop, I think it's pretty fun.
All right, but I know here, you know, Katie Garrett, who's played competitive softball at a young age. Sometimes I know you've had to witness some behavior of fans that watch games and how they treat umpires. But despite all of that, you still want to umpire. Come on, why is that?
Well, fingers crossed I haven't had that yet. I've been pretty relaxed with the 10U, but I know I'll experience that at some point here.
All right. And your college path has already been set. What went into your decision-making process, and where are you headed, and why next school year?
I'm heading to the University of Northern Iowa because they're one of the top schools that special in education. And just their whole education program, just everything that they said about it and everything that I saw, I really liked it, and they're very hands-on. They get you in the classroom the first couple years. And I just, when I walked on the campus, I just felt at home, and I knew I could stay there for 4 years.
All right, so want to be a math teacher, you know that. You want to coach softball, you have that decided. Going to umpire a little bit while you're at college. And I guess if you become a head softball coach, who would one of your assistants be and why?
I'd probably have to say my dad. I hate to admit it, but he sure does know a lot. He's taught me a lot, and I could really use his help.
Amen. All right. Well, good to visit with Katie Garrett. I know we'll play on Sean Strahan's girls basketball team in the winter. We'll see her then. And then, of course, the Rockets hope to complete that repeat run in the spring, defending that state softball title. Keep it up in the classroom, though, first and foremost. Nice going, Katie Garrett.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.